So what's the craziest way you've ever caught a cheater? Maybe you caught your husband of 17 years with another woman in the back of his dad's work van and post the video for everyone to see online.
While your four kids are in your car.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe that's what
awful.
Happened.
That is 15 ways of awful.
Yeah, it is. Becca said, that happened to me once. My friend who was reassuring me everything was okay was actually the one who was with my husband.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, we need new friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's some serious gaslighting right there. I literally was on a veterinarian sort of thing on TikTok, like a vet talk or whatever.
Why?
Go with me on this.
Okay.
And it was just the picture of a vet tech and it had words written on it, but he was like, that awkward moment when you relieve the underwear that the dog had eaten. Oh, out of the dog.
Oh, no, no, no.
And the husband and the wife are now arguing because no one recognizes the underwear.
Oh, no. Like, it's not the wives.
It's not the wives.
Whose is it?
Yeah, exactly.
So. Oh, gosh. Got an anonymous text. My ex-husband put a lot of effort into cheating. Uh-huh. He took fake screenshots to flights he never boarded.
Yikes.
He created new email addresses.
Yikes.
To then create Facebook names so he could continue to cheat via Messenger. He lied about the places he was going to. While these aren't weird ways of cheating, they show where there's a will, there's a way.
Wow.
That was elaborate.
We got another text from a listener. There was a woman who delivered her fiance's baby at the ER, and her fiance showed up with their other child. Turns out it was his wife and she was the other woman.
Oh, wow. That's how she found out she was the other woman.
Yeah, okay. because she delivered this woman's baby and then in walks her fiance.
Who is the baby daddy.
Yes!
Oh,
with their other
boy.
Kid.
Oh, boy.
Yikes.
Oh, wow. Jessica says, my husband accidentally sent a text to me telling his girlfriend he loved her.
Well, that's two shades of awkward.
Wow.
David said when he called her on FaceTime at 12 in the morning and she had him saved under a business name, so I answered the call.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
It's like, why is this business calling us
right,
at midnight?
This sounds important. I should probably answer it.
Wait, who are you?
Oh, Sam, she left her laptop open when she went to work. I happened to see the notification. She was telling the guy she works with how she had such a great night with him. She told me she was out with the girls.
Yikes. Yeah, craziest way you caught a cheater. Hannah said, I had suspicions. And when they start acting all mean and weird for no reason, you just know something's going on, but you don't want to snoop, so you just cut right to the chase, LOL. So I just said, I know about her. And it worked.
Oh, wow. Oh, she had no proof. Just guessing.
Yep.
Toss it out. He's like, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wow. So Shelley said I was over at my ex's house when answering machines were a thing.
Okay.
He stepped out of the room. I heard a clicking noise from the machine, walked over to it, found that the volume was down. I pushed play, found messages from a different woman.
Oh, no.
Or actually from different women.
Oh, no.
One of the women talked about being in the hospital, giving birth to his child.
What?
Needless to say, that was the end of the relationship. Man, these guys are busy. That's just busy.
God.
That is so much going on. Like, how do you keep track of it all?
I've said this on the show before. There's no possible way I could ever have, like, a girlfriend on the side.
You're not that organized.
No!
You can't keep that straight.
There's no way.
No,
I mean, other than the whole morals and values and ethics thing, you know, getting in the way. Jen said his mom told me.
What?
She was sick of what her son was doing and just told me. Women looking out for other women. LOL.
Wow. That's commendable.
Mm.
That's got to be tough as a mom to be disappointed in what your son is doing.
And look.
And to throw him under the bus like that.
Well, but still, it's like you're still a parent. You're like, you did something wrong. You need
exactly.
To, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Oh,
it's finally Sasha, his secret phone that he hid in the vent above the toilet rung while I was using the restroom after I made him breakfast.
Oh, no. Wow!
We're hiding phones in the vent.
Wow.
Again, effort. That takes a lot of effort.
Okay, anyways, we still have more that we can get to.
There are more.
Yeah.
There's more.
There are more. All right, so tell you what. We'll come back to it here in a minute, all right? We're talking about craziest way you caught a cheater. Got one from Cammy. I was talking to one of my good friends about the problems I was having with my partner. Well, during the conversation, she told me that she was on her way to meet her date. You guessed it. It was my partner that she was meeting.
Oh, no.
My ex later confessed.
Oh, wow.
And then this is absolutely bold. Got this from a listener. He was helping my sister paint her living room. Then said, oh, dang, I'm late. I got to go pick up my girl. So my sister calls me and asks, hey, do you have plans with your boyfriend that night? I said, no, I was working late. That's how I found out.
Oh, gosh.
Like, bold, like, are you kidding me? You're going to say that in front of the sister?
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. Got another text. My husband saved her name as her name. And when I text her to see if she wanted to hook up pretending to be him, she proceeded to act like her name was Jeff. And she restored cars. So obviously she knew about me and his kid at home.
Well, how do you know it isn't Jeff who restores cars?
Wow.
Another listener texted, my ex spent the weekend with his friends out of town. The morning he got home, he sent me a good morning, I had a great weekend with you text while sitting in the room with me and not seeing me for 2 days.
No.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Another listener, I got home from work, found them in my bed, my best friend and my ex. Man, that's tough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
That is a lot. We got a couple of other texts that are just so darn long.
Yeah, yeah. And no, it's good. It's therapeutic. That's for sure.
Yes.
Got another one from a listener who said he was showing me a video on his phone and this number just kept calling his phone. It called like 20 times to the point where I memorized the number and literally called it off my phone.
Oh, wow.
That's how I found out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my
God.
This
is just all so bad.
He's like, ah, this stupid number. Price spam. Price spam. Just calling me. Price spam. Price spam.
Wow. All right. There's just so many. So sorry, but at least you're not wasting your time anymore in a bad situation. That's the positive spin we can put on all this, right?
Yeah. One last one. Alicia says, my former neighbor called me at work and said, hey, you should probably come home for lunch today, and quickly hangs up. So I was like, huh. Grab my keys, head out, got home, found an unfamiliar car in my driveway.
Oh, no.
And an unfamiliar woman barely clothed on my couch.
Oh, wow.
So much fun.
I'm getting a new couch, too, right? We're getting a new couch.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the couch gets donated
the
or
couch
sold.
Gets axed. Maybe the entire house. We just move. That is fun.
Right.
This kind of reminds me of when I was on a three-way call with the nice woman who had been also spending time with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's
in
yeah.
my house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. And yeah. that was how I turned him, called him and said, "Hey, look, come home. We should probably talk.
We should probably have
should
a discussion
yeah.
about our future."
And that was that.
And that was that. Crazy ways that you have caught a cheater. Kia said, through my dream, I confronted him and he confessed. Then I did it in real life and it was true.
What? It started with a dream?
She dreamt it.
Oh my
goodness. She dreamt it.
Now that's a premonition.
Wow.
I feel like we call it a premonition if it turned out to be true. Like
she dreamt it.
Wow. That's like your wife dreaming about like being mad at you, and then she woke up and she was mad at you for real and you had no idea. Because
yeah,
you did something bad in your dream.
Right.
That happens.
Got another message from a listener. I was in high school. He said his family's going to the mall, didn't invite me. So I showed up. on my own, caught him with another girl. Long story short, I let him buy all my stuff for college, quote, as an apology. Then that fall, dumped him.
Oh, wow. Seeing him holding hands with a girl at the mall.
I know.
Oh, not good.
Then this awkward, when you are at work, got a message from a listener who said, this is the short and sweet version, but I, when my brother was at work, I'm standing there waiting to talk to him. While he's working, a couple people approach me, a guy and a girl, and said to me, hey, you date so-and-so, don't you? Yep. Well, just thought you should know, our cousin is 5 months pregnant with his kid.
Oh, my gosh.
She says, she goes ballistic in the store. People think she's a shoplifter. Her brother who worked there basically had to say, no, no, that's just my sister. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot. Get it out. Get it all out. Anyways. All right.
Oh, that's a lot.
Man, we could literally talk about this. We could have an entire show's worth of stories about this stuff.
This is, people are just able to just purge all this nastiness from their life.
All right, good stories there on 99.7 DJX.